This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. It's one of my favorite places to be, and I love the fact that you are joining me either for the first time or you're here every week. That is amazing to me. I am super, super grateful. We are now, I think we've done over 200 and like maybe 35, 40,000 downloads since I first started podcasting, which absolutely blows my freaking mind. So I'm really grateful that you are in my community and that you share me with your friends and that you comment and you just help me keep it going. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, today I want to share with you 8 points that you can use as a process for helping you move through any areas of your business or your life that are causing you worry. Anything that doesn't feel like it is going in the direction that you want it to go to and you're feeling stressed about, this is a process that you can play with, tweak, change, make your own, but it's really going to help you when it comes to creating a different result and living a different experience in your life, helping you to consciously receive more of what you want as opposed to unconsciously tolerate stuff that you don't want. Because that is not the vibe for infinite receiving. That is not living the infinite receiving life. And this is what we are here for. So I want you to have a think about an area that is causing you worry right now. What is it and how does it make you feel? This is step one, acknowledging how you are feeling about a specific something that is not going to plan, that you feel concerned about. It's wild to me how frequently when we feel any type of discomfort, rather than looking at it, we try to bury it. And the reason that this is such an important thing to acknowledge is that the amount of energy it takes for you to ignore, hold, or bury uncomfortable emotions is wildly, wildly high. When you are doing that, it is really, the word that I am looking for is like it's draining your life force energy. It's like sucking energy out of your creativity part, out of your innovation part, out of your like let's get excited part, and it's sucking it all into this is required in order to hold down this negative, in inverted commas, feeling or emotion that you are experiencing but trying to ignore. So the cost of you not looking and allowing yourself to feel your feelings is disproportionately high. You think that it's saving you time. It's not. It's costing you time, money, energy, and probably relationships. So acknowledging how you're feeling, step one, is the first piece. Second step, what is the situation, the person or experience that triggers this emotion? When do you notice yourself really feeling it? There will be a pattern for most of you. I mean, as I've asked you to think about a particular area, for sure, there is going to be a pattern when this feeling arises most frequently. Name it. Step three, what is the story that you have given this situation or this experience and the way that you feel in the story or experience? So let's just say you are in the middle of a launch and you're noticing that you feel stressed, you feel tight, you feel contracted. And you feel stressed, tight, and contracted every time you look at the number of people that have signed up for your masterclass or your challenge. And so the story that you have given it is that there are not enough people who have signed up to this class or challenge for me to be able to ever hit the goals that I want. Or you've decided that it means that people don't understand you and your messaging is all wrong, or you've decided that people do understand you, but they're choosing other people because you're just not good enough. And let's take it out of business, and you notice that every time your partner puts their arm around you, you feel tense. Like every time there is any level of intimacy at all between you, you feel like, ooh. And the story that you have given that is that you are no longer in love with your partner, or your partner doesn't know how to touch you properly, or you are frigid and you are never going to enjoy being touched again. Like whatever it is, really name the story that you are giving the experience. Step four, is that story true? Like, and when I say, is that story true? A mentor of mine once quoted Tony Robbins, my friend's sister's cousin aunt once said to me that when you're asking yourself that statement, is it true? You want to imagine that you're standing in front of a judge in a court of law. And when they ask you, is that true? And you say yes. Is it possible when you say yes that the defense lawyer would say objection, circumstantial, objection, that's opinion, objection? Would they object because it is an opinion rather than fact? It is perspective rather than truth with a capital T. Now, 99% of the story that you have given, the meaning that you have given the experience, the story that you've given the experience, will just be your particular lens at that time. Anybody else could come and look at that and be like, oh, no, that's not why it's happening. It's happening because of this, or it's happening because of that. Another good way to think about this is imagine that the situation that you're in is being played out on a TV screen with no sound. So you cannot hear the story. You can only see what is happening. So when you sit down on the sofa and the partner puts their arm around you and you flinch and somebody says, what's going on here? There's no way that they can say what's going on here is that person is flinching because they are frigid, or that person is flinching because the partner doesn't understand what it is that they need. They can't say any of that. All of that is circumstantial. All of that is opinion. All of that is projection. The only thing that they can say is when that person sat on the sofa and their partner put their arm around them, they flinched. But why that happened, we have no idea. And as soon as you can start to sit with, oh, the meaning that I'm giving that is a story rather than fact, we have something to play with. Now, what you might realize is that whilst some of what you are saying is just story, some of what you are saying is a fact, and that is okay too. But really being able to differentiate between what is fact and what is fiction, what is story, is really, really important. Step five is naming the lie, naming what isn't true. It's not true that I am inherently inadequate because we have 10 people signed up to my masterclass as opposed to 100. What it means is that there is an opportunity for me to learn something, or there is an opportunity for me to hire somebody. But it's a lie that I am inherently inadequate. Where are the lies? Step six is deciding what is the story that I want to tell about this experience later on down the line. This is a very, very powerful tool that really helps you reframe how you are going to behave with the next steps that you are taking. When you ask yourself, how do I want to talk about this in hindsight? Like, how proud of myself do I want to be when I tell this story about what happened in this particular instance? How did I deal with it? Where is the triumph? How did I overcome things? You start creating a new story of how you want to be able to talk about things. Now, the reason that this is important is as soon as you start allowing yourself to create a new story by removing the lies, honoring whatever is true, and then deciding what you want to do with that truth from your most powerful point of attraction. Your most powerful point of attraction is in the claiming of what it is that you desire, the claiming of what it is that you want. You decide the story. That is step six. Okay, so step seven is, what is the plan that you are going to put in place to help you tell that new story? Now, what I want to be really clear about is that you don't need to know all of the steps in order for you to do step seven. You just need to know what the next step is. And frequently, the next step is going to be voicing how it is that you feel about whatever the situation and experience that you are having with potentially a mentor or somebody who can support you, or going directly to the person, the situation, the experience where this feeling is being activated, and letting them know what it is that you desire to create, how you want things to shift, and what you believe the next step is in order for you to get that shift. That is step seven. Being really clear on what your next step is the minimum. And you can have an overall vision, which is the overall plan. And whilst you don't need to know every single step in that plan, you just need to know the next step. And often that is voicing things. Step eight is checking in. How do I feel? How do I actually feel? And if you've gone through all of these steps, I know there is going to feel like there has been a weight lifted off your shoulders. For sure, you are going to feel a little bit better. How you amplify that feeling is by then actually taking the relevant action. That would be step nine. And so there we have it. My eight-step process that became nine steps whilst talking with you around what to do if you are worried about something. If this has been helpful, please hit me up. Come and have a chat with me on Instagram. Let me know what resonated with you most, and let's get you into taking action. I am so focused on how you get to move forward, how we move ourselves forward to create unstoppable and inevitable momentum so we can get to where we want to get to. The types of things that keep us stuck are our worries, our fears, procrastination, not taking action. So what is it that we need to do to get beyond that? This is where this thinking comes from. And it's because I'm wildly excited about being able to deliver my brand new program called Inevitable, which is a 9-module course, includes a Q&A. This is all about what are the frameworks for creating inevitable success. If this is a vibe for you, if you know that this would be helpful for you, then you should come and join us, because this program is completely free. I know, it's insane, like 9 modules, which is going to be around 10 hours worth of content and delivered over a couple of week periods in live calls. Obviously, if you are listening to this later on down the line, you should be able to purchase the replays. But my desire is for there to be as many people as possible in this program, which is why I'm giving it away for free when you sign up for Wealth Expansion. And Wealth Expansion is my 4-day master experience all around how to step into that next level of receiving and creating wealth across every single area of your life. So these are two incredible programs that you can access for just the price of Wealth Expansion, which is £44 plus tax. I'm doing this for simply the reason, the sole reason, that I want as many of you in these programs as possible. So if Inevitable is feeling like a vibe, sign up for Wealth Expansion and let's tear the shit up in this place. Let's make some magic happen. Okay, I love you. You're amazing. Thank you so much for listening. And please remember that it is faith plus action that equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.